Today, I'm going to catch you up on some stuff that's been happening and continue with my story of grief. But it's not been a bad week necessarily in my grief of Dallas. This is week 8. It's been 8 weeks since we've lost him. And whereas last week I was telling you how I had had one day that was just really horrible. And I had suffered just so badly, just, you know, it felt like I was really over the worst of it. I was wrong. And this week it's been more positive, I guess. It's not that I still don't miss him and I still don't, feel the loss and the hole, that's left by his passing, but I didn't experience any of the, bad feelings that I had the week before. Mostly because I kept busy, just doing things and working and, doing things for my husband and my pets. This week was also my friend Gina's birthday on May 8th. When I look at the dates, she would have been 65, which would have been probably not a positive experience for her, but she's, you know, timeless. And I looked at the Facebook posts of people who had posted, you know, happy heavenly birthday and I'm missing you and whatnot. And I posted there as well. It's been 6 years now since she passed. It was fairly suddenly. If you don't know the story about Gina, she was my best friend for 32 years, I believe. I met her in the 80s, and she really became more like a sister to me. We did a lot of things together. We were very close. I told her basically everything. She told me everything. I got to know her family very well. I still know her mom and her sister, and still try to stay close to them and help them as much as I can. And Gina was having some health issues. All of a sudden, she kind of went dark on the communication, and then she had a fall, went to the ER, and her mom and her sister and I went, and the news was that she had a brain tumor, and that was the cause of her fall and her recent issues, and it turned out to be glioblastoma, which is an often fairly deadly, fairly quick-moving brain cancer. And the time between when she was diagnosed and she passed away was just under a month. So that was a really tough time, obviously. I was really only able to see her on the weekends because I was working. This was before COVID, it's 2018. So I went, my husband and I and my brother-in-law went to see her usually on Saturday and Sunday. And there was such marked decline from one weekend to the next. And I knew she was obviously going to pass away. There was nothing that they could do with the tumor itself. They couldn't take it out because it was in the middle of her brain. And then she passed, and it was hard. I mean, it's still hard, but, you know, it's been 6 years. And for me, I guess there's a part of me that knows that she'll always be with me in my heart. and she'll be with me in my memory. And I don't miss her as much of the time, except when I have something that is making me sad, like the loss of Dallas, because she was always so supportive and such a great comfort to me in times of, you know, grief or difficulties, or I really miss her then. And of course, some of the fun times that we had, Bill and I went to Knott's Berry Farm a few years ago, and there was a show that they put on there with a band that does covers of mostly 80s songs for the kids, and they incorporate it with Snoopy and some of the Peanuts characters. And they did a Prince song, and they did a Devo song, and they did Jimi Hendrix, and they did some of the great Sir Mix-a-Lot. And it was really fun. It was just fun. And it was so joyful. And it was something that I think Gina would have really liked. And I was so enjoying it. And then halfway through, I realized that it was something that she would have really liked. And I realized how much I missed her at that moment. And I started crying because I was having so much fun, but also because I was so sad, if that makes sense. So I watched some of her friends, her other friends who were on Facebook, and what they post about their memories and their own journey of grief, about the loss of Gina. And I know some people have a harder time with it than I do. I just choose at this point to honor her and love her and remember the good times, and remember the positive moments. So be it. 6 years. I know she wouldn't want me to be miserable. You know, waste my time on this earth, mourning her. So the other thing that happened on Friday, was that one of the local news stations here, who a lot of us watch and really enjoy, KTLA, suddenly lost the entertainment reporter, Sam Rubin. He died of a heart attack. And this was a shock to everyone, of course, at the station. I have been watching KTLA in the morning for, I don't even know how long, probably at least 20 years or so. I think that, you know, I was thinking back, I didn't used to watch TV in the mornings. I would get up and I would sit there and I would eat my breakfast and I would do whatever I had to do to get ready to go to work. But once 9/11 happened, I would get up and I would turn on the TV and make sure that nothing had, you know, blown up or was in, danger of blowing up, or there were no, you know, terrible things happening. And so I discovered KTLA, and I discovered how much, how friendly and how heartwarming everyone was. And I got to know the anchors, I guess, just by watching them. And one of the anchors, Frank Buckley, his son is diabetic. And I've met him at the JDRF walk. He's on the board, and I fundraise for that every year because of my husband. And so I saw it on Facebook that Sam Rubin had passed away. And it's one of those things where you see it and you don't believe it. And So I turned on the news, and about 10 minutes later, it was the top of the hour, and Frank Buckley came on, and his eyes were red, and he gave us the news that it was true. And everyone was crying, including me. And, you know, it's just another experience where you realize how much every day is a gift. And you just never know from one day to the next what's going to happen. Sam was 64, which is just a little bit older than I am. So anyway, that's what's going on now. That's what's happened this week. And there's, you know, some nice weather. I'm going to go out today and try to garden, catch up on my gardening, because I haven't been able to be out there at all this week, and I really miss it. And I've got some things to do and just try to enjoy that while I can get the sun and hear the birds. And that helps me to just kind of regroup and appreciate, you know, life and the fresh air. And it's Mother's Day. And so I want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day, whether you listen to this this week or next month or in 6 months. But kudos to all the mothers. Today, people were wishing me a happy Mother's Day, and they said, "Oh, are you a mother?" And I said, "Well, no, I'm not to children. I have pets, and I'm a mother to my pets." And a lot of people laughed at me, like, "You're not a mother." But I am a mother, and I take care of my pets like they're my children. And so if you have pets and you love them, you know that that's true. So happy Mother's Day and happy Father's Day coming up soon. Anyway, that's all I've got for today. I hope that you're enjoying your May. We're coming up on our Memorial Day weekend here soon, a holiday, and then it's sort of the kickoff to summer. So it's one of my more favorite times of the year, the warm weather. And yeah, that's all I've got for today. Still working through my grief, but I'm getting there. And next week, we'll tackle another topic together. I hope you'll join me.